The word for the day, showing grace. I base this on the book of Luke, chapter 15, and verses 11 to 32. Verse 20. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. I love the story Jesus told about the lost sons in Luke 15. The younger son messed up big time. He wastes all his dad's money and comes home a dirty, smelly, good-for-nothing beggar. Most people would have not crossed they would have crossed the street to avoid him. But his dad, who hurt the most, saw him coming back home and ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. The party broke out to celebrate, verse 23 tells us. In the Old Testament, there are laws to guard God's people from touching anything unclean. If they touched dead bodies, certain animals, or even anyone who was ill, they would become unclean and had to go through certain rituals to become clean and acceptable to God again. But Jesus changed all of this. He made the unclean whole and healthy again. We read that in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 3. That's the point of this story too. His dad should have turned him away unclean. Instead, he hugged him and made him whole again. We read in verse 22. The Old Testament laws are there to make it clear that the unclean and the clean cannot mix. Our messy lives and thoughts will never match God's perfection. But Jesus shows that he can change all of that. He makes the unclean clean again. Because of God's grace, his love and generosity that he shows us, even though we don't deserve it, we can live out Jesus' welcome too. We can invite others, whoever they are and however messy they feel, to come and meet him, just as they are. Like Jesus, we can also help make unclean clean again. No one is outside the reach of God's love and grace.